Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Friday, March 29th. Today, we are getting into a Jaguars 7-round mock draft, second one of the week. But earlier this week, I presented a scenario where the Jaguars traded up to the early teens to land a impact talent, high impact talent, and that was Brock Bowers. Today, we're going to trade down. The key here is trading down with the Green Bay Packers. I think that is a team that is ripe for potentially trading up. They have a lot of draft capital. They have multiple third round picks, and they're a team that I think could potentially move up. So you acquire 25, 88, and 169 from the Green Bay Packers, again, to move down from 17 to 25. This is also a mock where this is what I would do. Most of the mocks, I'm kind of trying to be predictive with what I think Trent Baalke would do in the draft. But right now, this is kind of where I'm leaning. I like the idea of trading down, acquiring more draft capital, because there are so many prospects that I think that would be available at 17 that I'd be comfortable taking that will also be available at 25. I really like that group in this draft. And entering this draft, you want to find value at every pick, obviously. But I see this class as a group that can help us not ever let what happened around Trevor Lawrence last year happen again, like the offensive line absolutely cratering, the wide receiver group not getting the job done. We don't want that to ever happen again in Jacksonville. Like, that was unacceptable. You've made strides towards not letting that happen again during this offseason, but we're going to continue to do that in the draft. There's a lot of talent on the offensive line and in the receiver class. Establish lots of competition and depth up front on defense and on the back end at cornerback. So those are the goals here. Obviously, we're not going to force anything, but getting into what we did here, again, trading down with the Packers at 25 overall, Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas. This is a player I'd feel comfortable with at 17. So you trade down to 25, and there's multiple wide receivers, three guys that I would really feel good about trading down to 25 to land. So it's not like I'm taking a massive risk by moving down, because if it's not Adonai Mitchell, it's Keon Coleman. Brian Thomas Jr., I think, will be the first off the board of those three, but I think one of those three will be available at 25. Here, Adonai Mitchell is still available. This is a guy that unbelievable separator. He's just super fast, super athletic, super flexible for his size. 6'2", over 205 pounds, has crazy vertical. Like, he levitates in the air. He can go catch jump balls for you. He can be that type of player on the outside that Trevor Lawrence hasn't really had in the NFL that he did have at Clemson. And so I just really like the fit here. He can be a ball winner, but he can also be a separator and just someone who elevates the wide receiver room quite a bit and doesn't have to come in and immediately be your number one guy, because you have high volume target players on this roster already throughout the wide receiver room. But he can come in and be a vertical threat, establish himself, get his role going, and then just keep pushing forward every single week. Eventually, he is going to be your wide receiver one. He is by far your most talented receiver on your roster. At 48 overall, the Jaguars' next pick in the second round here, interior offensive lineman Christian Haynes. Is this a pick that's going to see the field early? Probably not. Like, you added Mitch Morris at center, obviously. You brought back Brandon Scherff. Didn't bring him back, but you didn't release Brandon Scherff, so he is back. And then you did bring back Ezra Cleveland in free agency. So you've got your interior group set for right now. What I'm trying to avoid is, again, what happened last year. Last year, you went into the season with a plan. That plan did not work, right? So this is the backup plan for 2024 is Christian Haynes, who is an ass kicker. He's got great length. He's a little shorter at 6'2", 6'3". So he has natural leverage, but unbelievable proportional length. A guy who really just brings it every single play. He's got that intensity, that dog in him that you want from an interior offensive lineman. And so he's a backup plan at guard. And then future, he's a starter, right? Brandon Scherff ain't around forever. I don't think Ezra Cleveland is going to be around forever. He'll probably be around the next 2 years. But if you decide, you know, Brandon Scherff, he's had his best days ahead behind him, you know, as a starting guard after the 2024 season, or injuries continue to catch up with him, Christian Haynes is a future starter. And I think he could start right now, but you're creating depth. You're making sure that what happened last year is not going to happen again. And then at 88 overall, haven't talked about Chris Abrams-Drain much on the channel, the cornerback out of Missouri. He's 5'11", has 31-inch arms. He's a good athlete, you know, ran in the 4.4s. He's only about 180 pounds. But similar to his teammate at Missouri, Ennis Rakestraw, even though neither of these guys is the biggest, they play with so much heart, so much hustle, so much effort. And they give full effort in the tackling department and the run department, but they both have silky, smooth, fluid hips, quick feet, good long speed. So I think adding him, even though a lot of people have kind of pegged him as a nickel at the next level, yeah, I think he could do that for you. But I also think if you're plugging him in as your CB3 on the outside in 2024, you're in a very good situation with him behind Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby. And if you have an injury to either of those guys, I think you feel comfortable after him going through obviously the entire spring and training camp and the preseason, that he can come in and play football for you and play good football for you if he needs to. At 96 overall, offensive tackle Roger Rosengarten. This is a prospect I just love. I don't think he's gotten nearly enough hype in this class. He's been a starter for the last few years for Washington. Very good length, very good athleticism, technically refined, marries up his hands and his feet in pass protection. He's got some punch value, some shock value with his hands. He can vary up his pass sets. So I just love the idea of, again, is he starter right now? No, he is not. But is he someone who can be an insurance policy for the 2024 season and a starter down the road? Absolutely. I think that he could start in year one as a rookie, but you don't need him to, because you have Cam Robinson, you have Anton Harrison, you have Walker Little, but two of those guys, Robinson and Little, are on expiring deals.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay. And you saw last year it happened. You had all those guys on the roster last year, and you still had to have Blake Hance go out there and try to play left tackle. Ezra Cleveland go try to play left tackle. It did not work well. I think Roger Rosengarten can play either side, even though he played right tackle at Washington. He's certainly got the physical profile and athleticism to play on either side. So I would love that pick there. At 114, edge Muhammad Kamara. If you've been paying attention on this channel, you've heard me talk about him a lot. He is similar to Christian Haynes on the interior. He's not the tallest guy, but he uses his natural leverage incredibly well. He's explosive off the line of scrimmage. He has a bag of pass rush moves. He can rush through you, outside arc, spin inside as well. He's just got it all in terms of the pass rushing tools. Doesn't have the greatest length, but I don't care. He is a ready-made designated pass rusher for year one and a guy who I think can develop into a starter long-term for you. At 116, cornerback Andrew Phillips. At this point, it's just too good of a value to pass on him. I know we already drafted Chris Abrams-Drain, but the way I look at the Jaguars' cornerback room, yeah, you do have Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby. Obviously, you believe in Darnell Savage, the Jaguars do, and being a nickel, but he's a nickel slash safety. He's not a nickel slash outside corner. I don't necessarily think that like Buster Brown is some great backup, even though he's gotten reps over the last couple years. I don't know what I think about Gregory Jr. I don't know what I think about Christian Braswell or Eric Hallett or any of these guys behind Darby and Campbell, in my opinion. So I have no problem creating even more depth and adding more talent to that cornerback room to make sure that we have the guys that can go lock it down in big games. And I think cornerback Andrew Phillips out of Kentucky, unbelievable pre-draft lead up, right? Like did great at the Senior Bowl, really good at the combine. And this is a guy you pop on the tape at Kentucky, silky smooth, very fluid hips, quick feet. He's sticky in coverage. He plays with aggressiveness. I just love the fit there. And then at 153 overall, defensive lineman Fabian Lovett out of FSU. You added Eric Armstead, who from the interior is going to be more of a pass rusher, right? I think he's going to help you set the edge. I think he's going to help you play good run defense. But when you're talking about him playing defensive tackle, interior defensive line, that's more about a penetration style player, right? Fabian Lovett can come in and I think kind of round out this group a little bit more. He's a guy that can play nose tackle for you. He can stuff up rushing lanes. And you talk about having Devon Hamilton, Eric Armstead, Roy Robertson-Harris. I think Fabian Lovett rounds out that group really well. He's a high effort, high motor guy, has great length, has great size, great power at the point of attack, can really play stout run defense. And he gets after it. Like he can get in the backfield as well if you ask him to. And then at 169 overall, as I mentioned, in the cornerback room, I don't feel comfortable with the depth. I really don't. So we're going for another value pick here in cornerback Jerrion Jones out of Florida State, who played a lot of nickel for them. But I think he has the physical ability and he has shown reps where he has played outside as well. Looked really good. Ran in the 4.3s at the combine. He is fluid. He is very sticky in coverage. I think he can play a lot of man coverage for you. And he's very physical coming downhill against the run as well. So all three of these cornerbacks we added, I think they're all better than Buster Brown. No offense to Buster or any of the guys that are on the back end of that cornerback room, but I think you need a lot more talent and a lot more competition back there, and I think these guys are going to bring it to you. And then at 212 and 236, we go wide receiver, a couple late-round guys that I really believe in. Wide receiver Joshua Cephas out of UTSA. This is a player that's 6'3", about a buck 90, doesn't drop anything. He can go up and get the football. Nice big catch radius. He has several releases off the line of scrimmage that help him get vertical. He can throttle up and down on the vertical plane as well. A guy that gives you another option as a depth receiver to, if there's injuries, you know, this is a type of guy that has had a ton of production throughout his career. I think he has the type of talent to come in and make an impact down the stretch as a rookie if he needs to. And same thing with Jalen Coker out of Holy Cross, who is 6'3", over 200 pounds, has tremendous length, not as fast. He's, you know, 4.56, 4.57 type of 40-yard dash guy, but tremendous releases off the line of scrimmage. He is quick in and out of breaks. He can, you know, get those shoulders going, have the head fakes. He's a nuanced route runner, catches everything that comes his way, big catch radius, attacks the football in the air. So I love it. And will both Joshua Cephas and Jalen Coker make this roster? There's a good chance the answer is no, but they are both more than talented enough to make a good NFL receiving room. And maybe they push Zay Jones out. Maybe they push someone else out, right? it's all about competition within this wide receiver room, because you did add Adonai Mitchell. He is going to be on the roster. He's going to be your number one receiver eventually. But you have Christian Kirk, who's a very good slot receiver. You added Gabe Davis, who's going to be an outside receiver for you. You have Parker Washington. Is Parker Washington going to be able to hold off either of these guys? I'm not sure. I think they're both super talented and they bring different skill sets. So again, competition. And with all three of these cornerbacks, will they make the roster? I would wager yes. Again, I think all three of them are better than Buster Brown, who is currently your CB3 on the outside. I think all three of them can play in the nickel for you. I think all three of them can play outside. So they have the versatility the Jaguars look for. And they all three have tremendous speed, very quick, fluid hips, and competitiveness. They're competitive out on the football field. You're set up with quality backups on the interior of the offensive line and at offensive tackle. Muhammad Kamara is a ready-made designated pass rusher in year one, and Fabian Lovett helping you eat up some of those rushing lanes, giving you full effort. This type of draft class, I think, would be such a home run for the Jaguars. Of course, there are some picks here that I don't think Trent Baalke would make for one reason or the other, whether it's he doesn't like their explosiveness or doesn't like their lack of length, whatever it may be. But I love all these guys. I would love to know what you think about this draft class. Drop a comment in the comment section below. You can hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good weekend.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.